Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2286. Consider, Commit, Lock by Tynan of Tynan.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome to another Sunday bonus episode. This is where I like to share an episode from another podcast in our network, usually overlapping a bit with what we talk about here. And today's comes from my brother's podcast, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that podcast wherever you're hearing this. So with that, here's my brother Justin as we optimize your life.
Consider, Commit, Lock by Tynan of Tynan.com. People often comment that I have a lot of discipline. Even if you go through some comments on posts in this blog, you'll see people saying that. I even agree with them. I've been working this polyphasic thing for over 2 months now. Very few nights have gone by that haven't involved an intense struggle to stave off sleepiness. The funny thing is that I used to be completely undisciplined. It was almost a joke amongst my friends and families. What changed? Listen on. The problem was that I didn't trust myself. If I said I'm gonna not eat meat for 30 days, I knew that since I was undisciplined that it might not actually be true. So when day 3 rolled around and I saw a hamburger, I'd think subconsciously, well, I wasn't gonna make it 30 days anyway, and I'd chow down. Even small things like saying I'm gonna go to sleep after one more game would get stretched. My promises to myself were worthless. Maybe you have a similar problem. I think most people do. Just look on Wikipedia at all of the people who tried polyphasic sleeping. Some have been deleted, but the sad fact is that at least 95% of people have given up. They knew when they started that they might not follow through, so when they were tired at 5 a.m. one day, they just sighed and went back to sleep. The truth is that I am probably less suited to adapting to this than any of those people. I haven't had to use an alarm in years, I had no structure to my sleeping patterns, and I routinely slept for 9 to 10 hours per day. The only reason I'm still doing it now is because from the very beginning, I said I'd stick to it no matter what. I've never even considered giving up because of that commitment. Here's what I semi-humbly submit as being the best way to make any decision. Number one, take plenty of time to think through your decision. Think of how it will affect you. Do you have all of the information? If not, get it. Think of yourself as a robot. You only get to program it once, so do it right. Make sure that in the moment you make this decision, you are confident about it. Number two, now that you've gathered all the information you need to make a decision, commit to it. Write it down if you have to. Make sure that there is a distinct moment where you consciously commit that decision to your memory. And number three, now your decision has been thoroughly thought through and made, so you lock it in. Under no circumstances can you change that decision now. It sounds harsh, and it might lead you to take some incorrect actions from time to time, but if you don't follow this process, you will waffle, give in, and make exponentially more errors. If necessary, you can add a safeguard into the commit process. I often say, I will do X for 1 month and then reevaluate. The real benefit to this system is that every decision you make is with a clear head. When the going gets rough and it's time to act, you've already got your mind made up. Do you think I can really make an informed decision to quit polyphasic sleeping when I'm exhausted at 5 a.m.? Of course not. My sleepy logic will say anything to let me go back to sleep. But since I committed to polyphasic sleeping for life, I will never give up. Let me give you a real-world example that nearly every one of you readers will go through. About a year ago, I was in a relationship. The girl was one of, if not the most beautiful girls I'd ever talked to, let alone dated. We'd been together for almost a year and had some incredible experiences together. I loved her and she loved me. However, she drank too much, and I knew that because of that, I'd never marry her. We'd been together long enough that she was talking about marriage and was convinced that we would someday get married. I knew that one day that I would have to break up with her. Despite the fact that I loved her, I knew that it was in my best interest, as well as hers, for us to break up. Also, she kept trying to quit drinking, but whenever she would start again because of lack of discipline, it would upset me. This caused a lot more drama in my life than I needed. It was a tough decision, but I eventually committed to breaking up with her forever. Breaking up is never easy, but staying broken up is usually harder. How many couples do you know who do that miserable broken up one second, back together the next dance? Nearly everyone. For me, it was simple. I made my decision, so it never even occurred to me to consider taking her back. She called and called, wrote emails, and pushed all my buttons. And believe me, after a year of living together, she knows how to press my buttons. But my resolve stayed strong, and eventually the calls tapered. Now I'm happily single and happier than when I was with her. I believe she's engaged and most likely very happy. Because I took the time to consider everything, I knew that this would be the right decision. Even though there were rough times during the process, I always had an overarching feeling of confidence. And now that the dust has settled, it proved to be the right move. If I hadn't been so firm in my decision, I may still be waffling back and forth between being with her and breaking up. No one likes that part of a relationship. Another example is when I committed to eating nothing but healthy foods for a month. I cut out 95% of the foods that I used to eat and replaced them in many cases with foods that I wasn't fond of. Over the month, my tastes changed, and I ended up extending the commitment by 7 more months. Even to this day, I eat 100% healthy when I'm at home, but decided to be more lenient when I'm traveling. Now, I don't think most people will be able to build this sort of decision discipline overnight. I certainly didn't. For me, it was a very difficult process because I was so extremely undisciplined. But I developed a simple process to build this discipline forever. Start off small, but serious. Use the process on every decision you make. This is what I did. I'd consciously go through the process, even doing such small things as eating lunch. Even though your brain knows it's a small thing, it still feels good to commit to making lunch and then eating it. Commit to vacuuming your room, to making a phone call that you need to make, or even going bowling. It doesn't matter what the commitments are, it just matters that you begin establishing a habit. Also, remember to give yourself as much time as you need. An extra day of deciding is a far smaller loss than months of agonizing and flip-flopping. Once you are good with your small commitments, make larger ones. Eat no sugar or refined flour for a week. Go for a jog every other day for 2 weeks. Pick things where you will never question your ability to do them, just your resolve. As you do this, you'll begin to create a mental record of how many commitments in a row you've stuck to. As that record gets larger, you won't want to break it. In fact, I can commit to almost anything now because I will do anything to avoid breaking my record. It may take you a month or two to really build this skill, but it is one that will be with you for the rest of your life. When you build this trust in yourself, you are better equipped to deal with anything that comes your way, and that in turn will build a tremendous confidence. You just listened to the post titled Consider, Commit, Lock by Tynan of Tynan.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Thank you to Tynan. Agreed, this can take some time and is no easy feat, but completely worth working on. And his steps are worth trying. I'd recommend writing those out. Those were to think through the decision completely from start to finish and everything in between. Write that out. Then write out your commitment. I'm pretty sure I've heard some studies showing that people who write out their decisions or commitments, plans, goals, all that stuff, have a higher likelihood of accomplishing them. So that's important. And then last, lock it in, possibly with a time limit so you can reevaluate. So great tips from Tynan, but that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening and sticking around until the end. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.